Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
This is Kane, recalling the events around New Riverton. They paired me up with Hannibal. One can say the Cerberus selected two monsters for this mission. The flight to Hannibal's ship was so long. It wouldn't have taken such a large amount of time if Hannibal actually met me halfway. I nearly burned through all of the fuel on the shuttle, just getting to him. Once I boarded, I quickly moved to the ship and found Hannibal waiting for me on the bridge. I noticed a few other shuttles were dispatched to New Riverton already. This only aggravated me even more. Hannibal! I told you to stand by and wait for my arrival. What the hell are our men doing planetside already? He ignored me for a moment as he kept his back turned towards me. He looked at the large window that placed the planet in perfect view.
First, they aren't your men. They are mine. Second, I wanted to ensure that our target doesn't leave with the wrong party.
His words confused me a bit as I joined his side, seeing as he wasn't going to turn around and face me.
The Genus Collective is trying to move on Anna,
he added, to which his eye twitched a bit when he mentioned this. I paused for a moment to read the situation and think it over a bit. Who did they send? I asked. Knowing the answer in my mind before he said it, he slowly turned his head to me and glared with a hate burning through his eyes.
Commander Niggins.
You mean Jizera? I quickly retorted as his eyes narrowed even more. I could see he was greatly aggravated by their last encounter.
She isn't the mission at hand.
Then keep it that way, Hannibal. He finally turned to me and got right in my face to show his dominance over me. I didn't back down and I matched his hostility.
Are we going to have a problem working together, Kane?
He asked with a hiss in his voice. I stared for a moment as I remained silent, returning the favor when I first approached him. I looked away and turned my body towards the window of this perfect view. No, there won't be a problem. In fact, we're not even going to do anything. He started to turn away but stopped as he fixed his attention back on me. What do you know about an Elcor named Zekin? He paused for a moment as he thought about my question.
He was a lab experiment. One of our best and brightest scientists worked on him and managed to do what others couldn't when it came to Elcors.
The same scientist they used to propel the Lazarus Project? Upon hearing my words, Hannibal looked around at the other Cerberus soldiers waiting for orders.
Men, ready your equipment and meet us in the hangar,
he ordered. Once they all left, he returned his sights to me again.
Go on, I'm listening.
They're a bunch of Batarians who formed a gang in New Riverton. They call themselves the Doombringers.
I see where you're going with this, but that wasn't what we're talking about here. You know something about Zekin and the scientists that worked on him.
I sighed as I fixed my eyes on the floor, as a thought came into my mind. How much do you really know about Commander Niggins?
Enough to know that he is a valued asset of Cerberus.
Stop! You know way more than you let on. Even now, after I mentioned the Lazarus Project, you still act like you know very little about Niggins. Your knowledge of the commander and his team has made this personal, especially when it comes to Zyzira. This is why they wanted you and me on this mission.
Why? So you can hold my damn hand? Well, if you're holding on to me, it'll still have a pistol clinging to it. So you better fight me with everything you've got if you don't want me pulling the trigger. Don't act like you're fully aligned with Cerberus, Alliance brat.
Suddenly, I shoved Hannibal as I prepared to fight him. He quickly reacted as he lunged to me with unexpected speed. His tackle connected as we both hit the ground. Our tussle started as we rolled and tossed each other about. It ended quickly as we both pulled our pistols out and aimed it at each other's heads. We both steadied our breathing as we locked eyes and glared, waiting to see who would shoot first. We have a few things in common, Hannibal. We're not fully immersed in Cerberus. We both have our own objectives. And we didn't start out as Cerberus agents. Hannibal listened to my words, but kept his weapon trained on me. What's it like being a Justicar? With that said, Hannibal slowly lowered his weapon, as did I. Once they were holstered, we met at the window again and stood side by side, staring at the planet.
What I know about Commander Niggins is classified. I can't tell you that it has something to do with cloning.
My ears perked up as I lightly smirked. Well, since you can't tell me anything, we might as well drop it and move on, I added, to which I saw a smirk spread across his face from the corner of my eye.
Are you sure this Doombringer group will be able to convince the Elcor to capture Anna?
Not really, but they have a history with each other, so...
Well, it is a good thing he is hell-bent on getting off this planet. That gives him motivation. Besides, he is a property of Cerberus. I say, it's about time we collect what is ours.
I looked at Hannibal and narrowed my eyes as I studied the look on his face. He was enjoying this. You had the same idea, didn't you? His smirk widened upon hearing my comment.
It was a similar plan, so... yes.
With that said, he turned around and started to walk towards the corridor that led to the hangar.
Are you staying, Kane?
He called out over his shoulder. I heard the door open as his footsteps stopped, and he waited for me. I sighed one more breath as I fixed my mind on the mission. I couldn't help but suddenly feel this impending doom sweep over me, like something bad was about to happen. It didn't have to do with our mission, it had to do with the entire reason why I was here, why I was working for the Janus Collective. I shrugged it off and turned around to walk toward Hannibal. Let's move out, I replied as I joined his side. We prepared our gear and vessels in the hangar as my mind started to wander. I needed to finish this mission and get back to my crew. We had more work to do for the Janus Collective, and I didn't want to miss out. At this rate, I may not be able to go on those missions with them. Cerberus seemed fixed on the Janus Collective for some reason. I was still working on why this was. Most of my knowledge came from Hannibal. Having said that, he seems distracted since his encounter with Zyzira. Either way, he was my best bet to figuring this out. I guess we're just two monsters with different paths. A bit of time had passed as I found myself waiting on the shuttle that touched down on New Riverton. According to Hannibal, our plan worked. The Doombringers were sure they could convince Zekin to capture Anna. The first part of the plan was already in motion, as the Bartarian set out to inform Zekin of a chance to leave this rock if he captured Anna. As we waited, I couldn't help but get that sickening feeling again. I took this time to separate myself from the group and reach out to Rasa, hoping that'll distract my mind. As I was editing and re-editing my message to her, my Omni-Tool started to ring and buzz as a loud, alarming sound came from it. I rejoined everyone else in the shuttle to find the same thing. Our Omni-Tool was pinged with urgent messages. Before it got out of hand, Hannibal stood up and calmed everyone down. He stroked a few keys on his Omni-Tool and displayed the footage of what the commotion was all about. We all remained silent as we witnessed the destruction of the Omega 4 relay.
Destroyed. It's completely gone. Didn't we?
Oh, we're so screwed now. At least the Batarians will be gone.
This is huge.
It's gone. It's really gone.
What do we do now?
Once the footage was over, Hannibal closed his Omni-Tool and stared directly into my eyes. His breathing slightly quickened as we both were thinking the same thing.
This doesn't change our plan, Kane. In fact, it may have quickened it.
He started off as he headed to the back of the shuttle. Do what you need to do, Hannibal. We'll wait for your orders. I informed him as he exited the shuttle and out of my sight. I sighed and shook my head lightly at the turn of events. Suddenly, my Omni-Tool pinged again. I checked it, believing it was my team, but I was shocked on who the message was from. Rasa, I uttered to myself as I could feel the urgency in her words. I looked at the message before this one and I was surprised. In the midst of the chaos, I accidentally sent her the message I was working on. Apparently, she got the hint and wanted to meet.
Let's move out. Our packages are waiting for us.
Hannibal's voice startled me as he came up the shuttle ramp. Yeah. Right. Let's finish this mission so we can get off this rock. I replied as the shuttle began to take off and head to another location. There were so many thoughts going through my mind. I could barely focus as the images of the relay being destroyed played over and over again in my head. We all read the messages saying that Commander Shepard was responsible. Regardless of who was at fault, this was going to have a huge impact on my team. I wondered if they knew, and what their thoughts were. I spent so much time in my thoughts I didn't notice we had landed and Hannibal left. I clicked on my helmet as I realized I was the last one to leave the shuttle. I watched the exchange between Hannibal and Zekin. It didn't go well for the Elcor. Not that I cared much, I was just happy the mission was over. We got both Anna and Zekin. So, mission accomplished. Yeah, mission accomplished.
Nightbane Chronicles character trivia time. Everyone thinks Kane does remember who he was, just like Cerberus intended. But when he mind-melded with Laetona, he remembered it all. But the more he dug around his supposed death, he learned that he cannot trust the Alliance anymore. Additional sounds in this episode are from the gameplay of the Mass Effect games.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advance and Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advance and Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advance and Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.